USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey points to May's stormy weather.
We're still over 1 week away from the official start of the Atlantic tropical season, and we've already had a couple of disturbances that have not become tropical.
He notes one developing system that has potential.
A weak low-pressure system over the western Caribbean that appears that it will drift northward or northwestward over the next several days. There actually is a chance of tropical development as it moves up into the central or eastern Gulf of Mexico.
Regardless of what that storm becomes, he says there will be another round of heavy rain.
That's all coming in the wake of last week's soaking, where we saw some widespread 2 to 6 inch totals and locally much more than that in a few spots. So we have a number of rivers that are already running high across the southeast.
The rainfall totals for this week are expected to be similar to last week.
Things are very lush, green, and growing right now, but another big, heavy round of rain could lead to some additional flood concerns. And if it stays cloudy and damp for too much longer, we could be looking at some disease pressure, some agricultural issues as well.
These issues include overall muddy conditions and fieldwork delays.
Topsoil moisture, which had previously been fairly dry, is now saturated.
This is Stephanie Ho for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.